Have you guys heard of 조선 팝? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, August 25th, 2026, and we just heard Kiki with Pop Off, Pop Off. Now, what if K-pop had existed during the Joseon Dynasty? Well, we can only imagine what it would, you know, have sounded like. But there's a group that is trying to, you know, bring those imaginary sounds to life. Let's meet Seoro Band, a five-member group that has created its own genre called Joseon Pop. The experimental genre blends traditional Korean music with contemporary pop and rock. And they've been working on their first full-length album for almost 9 years. The album is called One Circle. And it tells the story of Chunhyang-ga, one of Korea's best-known traditional musical stories that tells a love story of star-crossed lovers, Chunhyang and Mong-nyung, kind of, you know, like a Romeo and Juliet story. But this isn't just a collection of songs. The 12-track album is structured almost like a musical, taking listeners through the couple's meeting, love, and separation, and, of course, eventual reunion. Although it may sound like traditional Korean music, Seoro Band is very clear about one thing. They say they've taken the traditional sounds and developed them into something that more people can enjoy, including international listeners. And apparently, it's already traveling. The band says its biggest social media audience is currently in the U.S., and one member even discovered their music playing unexpectedly in a pub in London. Their ultimate dream? Coachella. Whoa, they're dreaming big. So maybe Joseon Pop could become the next K-pop, y'all. Who knows? Well, we have high hopes for them. And with that said, we have their song for you guys right now. We have Seoro Band with How Long, 언제까지. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for us to, you know, let you guys grab your beverage so you can relax and get away from the loud noises of the world, the office, you know, get away from all the fuss and the hustle and bustle of the workroom and just focus on us because we have news that you probably really want to know. Now, speaking of Chunhyang-ga, there's another famous 판소리 that I'm sure you've heard of. And if you know a little bit about, you know, Korean traditional music, or if you've ever tuned into KBS World Radio Sounds of Korea, it's 수군가, or the story of a turtle that travels to a land on a mission to find a rabbit to cure the dragon king, who is suffering from a terrible illness that can only be cured by a rabbit's liver. He finds a rabbit and lures him with promises of riches and luxuries underwater. The rabbit blindly follows the turtle into the sea, but later realizes he is about to be killed for his liver. After some quick thinking, he is able to outsmart both the Dragon King and the loyal turtle to return back home. Well, a new Korean musical drama called Rabbit's Eight Sufferings asks, what happens after the rabbit makes it home? This new production of 수군가, which is one of Korea's five major traditional 판소리 stories, follows the story of Rabbit's son, 토자, and is back with a new cast and a spectacular LED stage. Like his father, 토자 has a lot to deal with. He goes through what Koreans traditionally describe as the three disasters and eight sufferings, basically the many hardships we encounter in life. Eventually, he learns an important lesson. Maybe the place you're looking for isn't somewhere else. Sometimes the answer is simply learning how to find freedom and fulfillment where you are. That's a scary truth for a lot of us, guys. But guess what? We're going to have to find that out sooner or later in life. But for now, let's not worry about that. Let's listen to music. We got two songs. First up, Kabuki Turtles with What's Going On? Wait there. And then Hyurin with CC. 바다 보러 갈래? In case you missed it. It's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. News number one, Stray Kids make Billboard 200 history with 9th number one album. Stray Kids have made Billboard 200 history with their new EP, This and That, Y'all. With the feature, the group now holds the record for the most number one albums on the chart by a group in the 21st century. The group also has the second most Billboard 200 number one albums in the chart's history behind the Beatles, who have 19 and are tied with the Rolling Stones. This and That opened atop the chart with 369,000 equivalent album units in the U.S., including 357,000 in traditional album sales. It was their biggest sales week to date. Now moving on to news number two. Minho of SHINee to drop second solo EP next month. Now, Minho of SHINee will release his second solo EP, Make It Hot, on September 7th. The six-track EP comes about 9 months after his solo single, Tempo. The new album is set to contain tracks that are full of hot energy to heat up the summer. In June, SHINee released their sixth EP, Atmos, and held a five-show concert in Seoul to mark the group's 18th anniversary. Well, let's check out the music and the songs by the related artists. First up, Stray Kids, This and That, and then Minho from SHINee with Tempo. You're listening to all the latest updates and what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, we're going to get into news number three. Biggity Big Big Bang named honorary ambassadors of Korea's space agency. Big Bang has been named the inaugural honorary ambassador of Korea Aerospace Administration, aka CASA, becoming the first artist to represent the agency since its launch in 2024. The group will help promote Korea's space ambitions and aerospace initiatives through public outreach, including CASA's Dream Capsule campaign, which will encode public messages about dreams and space exploration and send them into space aboard the fifth Nudie rocket. The appointment comes as Big Bang celebrates their 20th anniversary with the release of their new digital single, Big, on August 19th, its first music release since April 2022. The group will also launch their XX Cosmos World Tour with three concerts in Goyang, Gyeonggi Province, from August 21st to the 23rd. Time for news number four, Lightsum to release new Japanese track next month. Girl group Lightsum will release a new song in Japan next month titled Doshite. It's Japanese. Yeah, I can't read it that well. Why? The album is set for release on September 23rd and will mark the group's first release in 2 years. It will also feature all six members, becoming the first to do so following their 2024 single, Pose. Lightsum debuted back in 2021 with the single, Vanilla, and has since released two EPs, Into the Light and Honey or Spice. So, let's get in some music for you guys right now. First, we talked about Big Bang, so let's check out Big, and then Lightsum with Pose. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. We're going to get into our last story of the day, news number five. NMIX to close first world tour with concerts in Incheon. NMIX will return to Incheon in November for three encore concerts that will close out the girl group's first world tour. The six-member act will perform at Inspire Arena on November 27th, 28th, and 29th as a finale of their Episode 1 Zero Frontier Tour. NMIX kicked off the tour at the same venue last November and has since performed 21 shows in 17 cities across Europe, North America, and Asia, with their sixth North America concert selling out, y'all. The group, which debuted back in 2022 with Edmare is also preparing for the Japanese debut with the compilation album N Equals Mix on December 9th. Well, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out N Mix right now. Heavy Serenade. All right, that was N Mix with Heavy Serenade. Now, how do you listen to our show? We've got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcast or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out the website, guys. It's world.kbs.co.kr. And, of course, the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your requests and your answers to Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, a quick reminder for those who forgot, we have our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey, which is up and running on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. Click on the survey banner and take a few minutes, guys, to tell us about what you like on our program, what we could do better. And remember, it's available till September 11th. And when you get to the question about your favorite program, it better be us, because if not, Karen and Chaedong would find you and hurt you. Yeah, we're a painful show. Anyways, we do have two songs coming your way right now. We have Lee Soo-hyun with Blue Coral Reef, 푸른 산호초. And then we have Stella Jang with It's Beautiful, 아름다워. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. And we do have two great songs taking us out for you guys. We have Twice with Moonlight Sunrise and X-Love with Serve. Our producer is Chaedong Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.